A prominent constitutional lawyer has warned Papua New Guinea's government that it set a dangerous precedent with its attempt to suspend the country's top judge. The government only rescinded the suspension after the Deputy Prime Minister and Attorney General were arrested for contempt of court. Port Moresby correspondent Liam Fox reports.
Papua New Guinea looked to be headed for a constitutional meltdown this week as a war erupted between the executive and judicial arms of the government. The cabinet moved to suspend the Chief Justice Sir Salomo Injia for what it said were serious allegations of misconduct. The suspension came at a sensitive time. Next month, the Supreme Court is due to hand down a finding in a legal challenge to the legitimacy of the government led by Prime Minister Peter O'Neill. It came to power in controversial circumstances back in August. The former Prime Minister, Sir Michael Somare, was kicked out of office while overseas undergoing medical treatment. His supporters have gone to court arguing the proper processes were not followed. Prominent constitutional lawyer John Nongor says he was shocked when he heard of the suspension. He has no doubt it was an attempt to derail the Supreme Court challenge.
All indications are that it was done just simply for that purpose. Because when the reference was filed, the government, Peter O'Neill's government, tried all possible to get it delayed. But I didn't think that they would go as far as to suspend the Chief Justice.
Mr. Nongor says the government does have the power to suspend the Chief Justice, but Cabinet didn't follow the rules.
For instance, from the reports that we've read, the Chief Justice was not told of the allegations against him, the wrongdoings that they have cited. The government didn't ask him to respond to any allegations. He was simply suspended. That was shocking.
The Supreme Court responded to the suspension by ordering the arrest of the Deputy Prime Minister Beldon Nama and the Attorney General Alan Murat. The Prime Minister Peter O'Neill was overseas at the time. The court also placed a stay on the suspension. The two ministers handed themselves into police and were charged with contempt of court. In their initial court appearance, they came face to face with the judge they tried to suspend. In affidavits tendered to the court, they both apologised to Sir Salomo for trying to remove him from the bench. They were released on bail and later rescinded the suspension, saying the conflict with the judiciary was leading to a constitutional crisis. While the conflict has died down, John Nongor says the incident has far-reaching implications for PNG.
It was part of an attempt by the government to intimidate the courts. And so this is one of those times when Papua New Guinea is taking a, sort of big step backwards. It creates this situation, atmosphere that people think it's acceptable to do that sort of thing.
Mr. Nongor says it's another example of how successive governments have ignored the law to suit their interests.
This is what the last Somare government did, and now it's just sort of become the norm. We'd hope that with a change of government, that the situation would be changed, that we would go back to some normal thing. But this appears to now become the normal thing to do.
The Supreme Court is due to hand down its decision on the case challenging the government's legitimacy early next month. Many observers are expecting the government to make another attempt at preventing a judgment. This is Liam Fox in Port Moresby for PM.